All right, we're here at Tech Ed with Luke Hoban. So, Luke, what have you been working on, and what do you got to show us?
So, I've got a simple F-sharp demo that shows off some visualization that we can do with F-sharp using the F-sharp interactive mode.
Interesting. All right, so let's take a look.
All right, so we have here the F-sharp interactive window is the window we have down the bottom inside Visual Studio. And this window allows us to just execute F-sharp code dynamically. So we can type in 1 + 1 and tells us the result is 2. So in this demo, we get to use that to do some cool visualization using F-sharp. So I can select blocks of code and just hit Alt-Enter to create some user interface. So I create a simple form, and then I create a DirectX renderer using Manage DirectX. Oops. And we see we get like a sort of grid there to render onto. Then we can use some F-sharp features to just build up some basic data structures that we can use for describing what the view looks like. So in this case, we used an F-sharp record. And then we can go on and add some event handling. So let me just move this out of the way quickly so we can see what that looks like. So we want to add the ability for the mouse to control where the screen is looking. So we can select this code that hooks up the mouse. And now when we go over here, we can just easily move around the screen.
Cool.
This is all done doing some basic F-sharp constructs using pattern matching and the let statement, which is very fundamental in F-sharp, and using events, like standard .NET events to hook everything up. So then now we've got a basic screen where we can draw things on. Let me just grab some code to define a function and a mesh to draw it on. I'm just selecting code and hitting Alt-Enter, and you'll see it's executing it down here in the F-sharp interactive. And now let me add that into the scene. So now we've defined a simple function. This is actually the function from above that this function here. So it says, you know, function of x and y that plots x times 1 minus y. Just a simple mathematical function. And we got a nice pretty picture of what that looks like. Now we can just change that function. So we can, in this case, plot, you know, square root of x minus 0.5 times square root of y minus 0.5. Get a nice little shape there. And of course, we can do something more interesting, like make the function depend on time. So in this case, you see the function takes t. And in this particular one, we use the t inside the function. So it draws a nice wavy,
awesome,
wavy scene. And we could do something more interesting, go and make it a ripple, doing some more complicated code. So here, we actually define intermediate results inside the definition of our function. And this is sort of similar to what you might see if you were to see this function written up in a math textbook or something. And so this allows you a very easy way of taking concepts which you see out in the world and bringing them into F-sharp and then using the interactive to plot them and do some cool graphing.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thanks, Luke.